Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Today's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $316 million. Visit your favorite retailer and play responsibly.
St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden spoke to reporters last night after three people were killed at a home in the north part of the city.
Upon officer's arrival, they did speak with one victim who had been shot. The investigation led to inside of the home, and they discovered four other persons that had been shot. Three of those persons have since been declared deceased.
Investigators still don't know if the victims knew each other and are looking at the possibility that it may have been a home invasion. No names have been released. The Missouri Senate is deadlocked because some lawmakers have a problem with fellow Republican Governor Parson's General Motors proposal.
The university religion professor,
Manchester Republican Andrew Koenig, used a stalling tactic last night by pulling out a book called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist and reading for hours. He and other members of the conservative caucus are not crazy about parts of a bill meant to attract a possible GM expansion to Wentzville. They have been going nonstop since about 2:30 Monday afternoon, trying to block the legislation championed by the governor that includes tax credits and job training programs. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
The House has approved a second piece of General Motors Wentzville legislation that supporters hope would prevent a filibuster. The House voted yesterday afternoon to approve O'Fallon State Representative Nick Schroer's version, which does not include the fast-track provision. Schroer tells House Speaker Pro Tem John Wieman the second bill gives the Senate another option.
You know, it's something that I think not only your district, my district, but I think everybody in the state will benefit if not only GM invests $1 billion, but we have programs out there such as the underlying bill.
Both House versions are aimed at landing a $1 billion expansion at GM's Wentzville plant. Schroer's version includes $50 million in tax credits for GM. The Senate President Pro Tem is not accepting the second House bill, saying GM supports the original version. The St. Louis Blues have won Game 2 of their Stanley Cup semifinal series with the San Jose Sharks. Last night's 4-2 win by the Blues tied the series at a game apiece. The next game is tomorrow night in St. Louis. The U.S. Postal Service is celebrating the USS Missouri on a new stamp.
The fast-moving, heavy-duty battleship, affectionately nicknamed Mighty Mo, had one of the most historic roles during World War II. On September 2, 1945, the Allied powers and Imperial Japan convened on her deck and signed the documents confirming Japan's surrender and ending the war. The stamp will be issued on June 11th to coincide with the 75th anniversary of the commissioning of the ship on June 11th, 1944, the last battleship to be commissioned by the U.S. The battleship Missouri Memorial is in Pearl Harbor. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.